amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Do we really believe that He's Lord over our lives? It's great when we're successful and everything's going great and we can come before the throne of grace and we can praise Him. But to pick ourselves up when we feel like a failure, when we've blown it big time, do we still believe that He's Lord? Do we still believe that He's there? Or do we think He's left us? It's in the dry places, it's in the places of failure when we need to draw closer. And not run away like we would to our natural parent. Remember when you were a child and you do something wrong, what did you do? If you were like me, you ran. Maybe the fear of violence, the fear of rejection. Each one of us has a different story. Maybe guilt. And we respond to the Father's love the same way we responded to our parents' love, because we really don't know the Father. We really don't know the God of love. That He knew what you were going to do before you even did it. And that His arms are open wide. And He's waiting for us just to say, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry, Abba. And not punish ourselves. And we do that because we don't know the grace of God. And even though we speak about the blood, we don't really understand the blood. God isn't who we are, and we don't think like God. And only His Word renews our mind. And He tells us, as far as the east is from the west, He'll remember our sin no longer. And before we're Christians, and when we first become Christians, it's easy for us to understand grace. It seems as though the longer we're Christians, the harder it is to forgive ourselves. And without even realizing it, we get into self-punishment. We set ourselves up for failure. And even though we know we're saved by grace intellectually, we still perform for acceptance because we're patterned from our parents. If I do this, Dad'll appreciate me, He'll honor me, He'll be proud of me. And if I don't do that, the family will be disgraced. And so we switch from the natural into our spiritual life, and we start performing for our Father. And our Father doesn't need our performance. It's out of our love relationship with Him that the ministry comes forth, that the good works come forth. Nothing I can do will make Father love me more than He does right now. But I need to know that in the innermost part of my being, I need to know the Father's love for me. And when we ask for forgiveness, we're forgiven. And when the Father sees you, He sees Christ in you, the hope of glory, altogether perfected. And I believe that's what the Father wants us to do regarding our children. Many of us have children that are not walking the way we would like to see them walk. And we judge them the same way we were judged growing up. And the Father wants to look at our children in faith and see them already saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and relating to them the way He relates to us, through eyes of faith. Not in a condescending way, but in a way, an attitude of believing that God has heard our prayers for our children, and in heaven they've already been answered. So we can enter the rest in Hebrews 4. Because I don't save anyone. Only Jesus saves. I give the information. I can give the love, but it's a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. To be God's instruments of love to the world, and the world, as you look around, everyone is hurting. Everyone has been rejected. We have all been rejected, no matter how good our parents were, because when we live in a fallen world, we love imperfectly. We love conditionally. And because of pride, we don't want the family name put down. We don't want to be embarrassed, and we don't want to be humiliated. To know God's unconditional love and to give that love. And I can only give that love as I abide in the vine of perfect love. And it's His love that transforms. It's His love that reaches out and heals. It's the love of God. Oh Lord, that we would be instruments of Your love. The world has heard words. There's enough radio out there. There's enough television out there. They've heard it. They haven't seen it. Our families haven't seen it. We need to see it in each other. Living epistles, living gospels, reflecting the love of God, not just when it's convenient. It's not what I say, it's how I live. To walk the talk. And we're all on that journey, no one's arrived. But when I slip and when I fall, I can come back to the throne of grace and I say, God, forgive me. For the greatest commandment is love. Because that's the very essence of who our God that we worship is. That's who He is. I don't need Greek and Hebrew to understand a four-letter word spelled L-O-V-E. That's who God is. All sin is against love. We get down to the common denominator, not loving God, not honoring Him, not loving my neighbor, or not loving myself. To manifest the love of God. And to know He loves you. He truly loves you. And that's what it's all about. Putting down fear, the fear of rejection. That's the root of our problems. Because we are accepted in the Beloved. Created to live forever. But because of sin and the fall, our bodies are mortal, but we will live forever with Jesus. But how can I live with the God of love forever when I'm not loving? I had a dear friend who was going through a heart attack, and he was playing softball. You know how you fellas do. And he had a heart attack on the field. We ran down to the hospital, to the emergency room. And he woke up. And he said, the Lord told me, don't come to me with resentment in your heart. Don't come to me. And he was reunited with his lovely daughter. So if there's anyone in your heart you need to forgive tonight, please let it go. Forgiveness is not an emotion. It's a decision. It does not make the other person right and you wrong. I choose to forgive. The Holy Spirit will give you the grace to. And Jesus wouldn't command us to forgive. If it was an emotion, it's a decision. and to bring every thought captive to the tearing down of strongholds. Because the enemy of your soul will come and try to run those tapes through your mind and steal the victory from you. But we have to put on the helmet of salvation. We have to choose again to forgive. Many of our sicknesses and illnesses are rooted in unforgiveness and resentment, abuse, abandonment, pain, rejection. Terrible things in our culture. And sometimes we'll even blame God for our problems. Why did you put me in this family? Why did you allow this to happen to me? Why didn't you rescue me? You can be in the ministry and still have those feelings. Almost a love-hate relationship with God. And you'd say, well, how can that be? It can be. I choose to forgive my mother, and I choose to forgive my father. And the father is your first representative of God, the father. And we all want acceptance. We all want to be loved. And Father in heaven is looking down, and he's saying, I love you. Would you receive my love this night? Would you receive the healing that I have for you? I want to heal the pain in your body, in your heart, in your mind. I want to heal that thing that comes in the night season and tells you you are no good, you're a failure. You're never going to make it. I break the curse of those words in your mind. The tape that runs over and over and over again in your childhood, it brings back the pain and the fear. I break that in the name of Jesus. Break that curse over your life, those negative words that have been spoken into your spirit. I break the power of the lies that have been spoken to you in Jesus' name. The teacher that told you you were stupid, I break the power of those words in Jesus' name. In failed marriages, you don't know how to love. You're selfish. You only love yourself. Oh, God, heal us. We're a needy people. We're a needy, needy people, God.
Rivers of living water, O God. O God, let the rivers come forth, Lord God, and that which has clogged the well, Lord God, of the debris over the years, Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to be a river of life. I
want your river coming from your very throne, Lord God, to flow through me and to water the desert where I live and where I work. The world around me, Father, that it be a garden like Israel. I want to be a well-watered garden, Lord Jesus. Beautiful to behold. That others can come, Father, and eat the fruit of my life, Father, and be nourished and be healed. Oh God, let the healing rivers flow. The healing waters, oh God. I choose to forgive myself for being stupid at times, oh God. Not listening to you, being disobedient, oh Lord, when you spoke to me and I just ignored you and almost made like I didn't hear you and did my own thing. And I missed the blessing. Oh God, forgive me. Lord, I want ears to hear. I want to hear your spirit. Be obedient, oh God. Work in me to will and to do for your good pleasure, not my pleasure, Lord. Not what I think you want me to do, but what you want me to do. I lay down my ways. I don't want to be religious, Lord. I don't want to perform for you. I want to flow with you. And where your river goes, that's where I want to go. And if you want to start a new channel in my life, I give you permission to dig a trench and start a new channel. I don't want to do same old, same old. Because you're my creator. And you have good work stored up for me to do before the foundation of the world. And I want to do those good works, Lord. I want to hear good and faithful servant. I want to please you. I'm tired of trying to please man. I'm very tired. My body's tired. My mind's tired. And your word says fear of man, torment. God, I want to be freer, free from the fear of man. Your word tells me to be careful when all men speak well of me. That's for you. But as far as possible, be at peace with all men. Two truths held in tension. To be a God pleaser, but as far as possible to be at peace with all men without compromise. Having integrity, speaking the truth in love. Faithful in season and out of season. Grow me up, God, grow me up. No longer a child, but mature in you. Your word tells me that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Your rhema, Lord, your word, let your word become alive to me. And Lord, I just don't want to be a hearer of the word. I don't want my ears tickled. I want to become the word. I want your word to become flesh and blood to me. I want to be transparent. I want to please you. I want to please you, Lord, because I'm going to spend eternity with you. Let the fear of man be broken over my life. Let the fear of failure be broken over my life. Because if I succeed, am I afraid of responsibility? Will I lay down the what ifs? What if you're not there, Lord? What if the money's not there? What if they reject me? Lord, I want to be so free from fear that I can go where you want me to go. I can say what you want me to say. And I can be who you want me to be. And not compromise your word or your spirit. I don't want to be religious, Lord. I want to be transformed. Lord, your word tells me that all creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. That you have called me to be a king and a priest. That's what I want to be, Lord. I agree with your word. I don't know how you're going to do it, Lord, but that's what I want done in my life. Your spirit. I give you my mind, oh God. I want those barriers broken, the I can'ts, I don'ts, and I won'ts. I ask you to forgive me for every inner vow I made as a child, every judgment that I have made against myself that would limit what you can do in me. I break the curse of retardation. I break the curse of dyslexia. I break the curse of the words called stupid and dumb. And I thank you, Lord, that you're glorified in the weak things of the world to confound the wise. That your spirit, your Holy Spirit, can bypass my mind and give me knowledge and wisdom that I've never walked in before. Because your Holy Spirit knows everything. And I'm going to trust you, Lord, that you're going to transform me to be all you've called me to be. And I thank you that you see the promise within me. And as you call the 12, you call me. And you don't look at my diplomas. And you don't look at my success ratio. You don't look at the grades I have in school. You don't look at my job performance. You don't even look at what other people think or say. Because you who created me can recreate me. And you can give me every tool and every ability I need to do what you have called me to do. So I look to my source, my Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come in this earth, as it is in heaven. And I choose to forgive those who have trespassed against me. I make a decision in my will that your will be done. Your kingdom will come. Because you called me to be a king and a priest. So I give you my life, Lord. And I say, Holy Spirit, manifest yourself through me. In every gift, in every calling, in every way that you would use me. A yielded vessel, a cleansed vessel, a holy vessel unto the King. Oh,
holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory.
Mighty God, mighty King, be manifested in our midst, O God. Come with your cloud of glory, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. O Lord, how we yearn to tabernacle with you. O Father, tabernacle within us, not to just visit, Lord, but to reside within us. We need your manifest glory in our lives. Your manifest presence, O God. Brood over us and bring order out of chaos, as you did in the beginning, and you said, and then there was, and then there was, and then there was light, O God, lighten up the dark, lighten up the dark. Light of the world, come. Jesus, you're the truth, the life, and the way. Oh God, let the spirit of deception lift from our minds. Let the deceiver leave. Let the distortion of truth and reality. Let mental illness leave. Let confusion leave, oh God. For you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Oh God, a sound mind. A mind that remembers, a mind that thinks clearly. No more distortion of reality. No more head games, God, but reality and truth. Oh, God, we want to know the truth, and we're not afraid of the truth, and we're not afraid to live in the truth and see the truth, for your grace will be there. So, Lord, forgive us for the fantasy world that we've made for ourselves so we don't have to deal with reality. Forgive us for our escapism, so many escapisms, oh, God. Your grace will be there to see us through the truth. And your mercy, O God, new every morning. We renounce the spirit of fantasy. Sound mind, O God, a sound mind. A clear mind, no schizophrenia, no psychosis, neurosis. But a sound mind, a clear mind. Oh God, let the world be more beautiful to us as we see it through your eyes and hear it through your ears. And oh Father, a thankful heart for all you have done for us. Forgive us for grieving your spirit by our complaining. You have been so good, so kind, so loving. Complainers no more, but praisers ever. Thankful hearts, appreciative, appreciating you, appreciating what you have given us, appreciating those you have put in our lives to love, to care for, appreciating even those circumstances we don't understand, oh God, and we'll not even know why until the other side of the veil. How some prayers seem to answer right away, Lord, and there's other things we're believing for and we haven't seen the victory. But we know you've been there for the small things, and you're going to be there for the big things. And we're going to trust you till we're on the other side for those things we don't understand. All the wise have a child with problems. You cry out and you say, why, God? Why? But your word tells me grace is sufficient. So though my heart is grieved, oh God, I'll put it on the altar. And I'll trust you. I'll trust you. For the pain, I'm going to trust you. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to provide for me. So I lay down the fear of the future. because you're my source. You're my Abba. You're my beloved. You're my husband. You're my father. You're my friend that sticks closer than a brother. And you know it all. And you're not shocked. And you love me anyway. A deeper river, a wider river within me, oh God. That river of life. A river that never shall run dry. And how many things in our life disappointed us, and the Lord is bringing to my mind GE and IBM. To forgive GE and IBM, disappointments, broken promises, to forgive those employers in our past, that who we trusted in, we put our trust in chariots and horses. And chariots and horses will always let us down. So, Father, forgive us for putting our trust in man. We put our trust in you. That you're going to provide for us, make a way for us. That we can make a living. Because we're not working for any man, Lord. We're working to serve you. And you only use men to provide for us. We're going to please you, Father, put you first, and not be under the slavery of man. And I break the curse of those words, brother, that were spoken to your heart. I break the curse of failure over you, baby. In Jesus' name, I break the curse of the non-achiever over you. Because Christ sees you as altogether perfect. Perfect. He made you. He made you perfect. Perfect. Break every lie over your mind. Every lie. It's so easy to be compassionate for those that we see without a limb, or those with a stick that can't see. But the brokenhearted, we don't see that. We can dress our bodies and we can paint our faces and shave and look really good on the outside. But we're just as wounded, and many times more so. And how we need to love each other and have compassion for each other. We all need love, the love of God. We all need to be reassured. And as in the New Testament, they met together daily and encouraged each other. Why did they have to encourage each other? They needed to be encouraged, and yet they walk with the Master. and they still needed to be encouraged. Well, if they needed to, how much more do we? We need to say that word. We need to be there for a friend. We need to be the ear and not the mouth. We need to make time. And the enemy of our soul would have us so busy there's no time to listen to anyone. And so Christians and friends have to pay $60 an hour to hire someone to listen to them. As I said to this one gal who had been counseling, she says, oh, I found a really good counselor. I said, well, you know, tell me about this. And she told me the price. And I said, well, what does he do for you? He listens. Also, he never corrects. Also, he never shows at the cross. Never deals with the guilt, just covers it over. We need to listen to each other. There'd be more money for the kingdom because we wouldn't need so many pills and other things that we do trying to kill the pain. Because love is healing. Love is healing. And then a lot of mental problems. It's just love. It's just rejection. A lot of physical problems. Rejection, pain, unforgiveness. The root of it. Not wanting to live because of depression. And how the enemy of your soul would like you to have an early sense of closure. I want to be with Jesus and sing those wonderful songs and give in to the spirit of death. Let your life not be cut short. Let it be spent on the kingdom of God. We're only passing through this place, and every day in your life is relevant. Every moment is relevant. Every person that you touch, every person you talk to is relevant. There's no one here that is not important to God. No big, no little. We're all important to God, and the enemy of our souls would like to steal our life. What do you do with the enemy in a war? Kill him, cripple him, break his toys. Okay. Right? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. There's not much difference. Only we don't see him. I choose to live. Could we all say that? I choose to live. God, forgive me for the times I did not want to live and gave in to the spirit of depression and hopelessness. I take back the ground I've given to the spirit of death. I take back that ground. I rebuke the devourer. I rebuke the spirit of death over my life. Disease, infirmity, sickness, leave me now. I choose life. I choose abundant life. I choose victorious life. Okay, let's go.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.